you will find ways to pick people apart because you want to justify and make yourself feel better for their life can't be that perfect. Their life, they can't really be like that. So you make an attempt to get close to certain people in hopes that you'll discover some crazy flaw about them. But then you end up fabricating those flaws because they only exist in your head.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hey, angels. Make sure to head over to my website, AishaChristina.com, to download my free guide on idolatry. I promise it's really going to bless you. If you are interested in preventing delay in your life and you want to get rid of certain idols, this is the guide for you. Click the link in the description box below.
Hello, angels. Happy Wednesday. I am actually very excited to have this conversation with you, but I want to know, son. I want to know, how was your week? How was your week? How was it? Let me tell you something. I feel like I was going through so much spiritual warfare for no reason last week. And this is how I know that it's so real, guys. I was waking up at an ungodly hour. Okay. Dramatic. Yes. Do we care? No. Like, I was waking up at like 11, I wasn't starting my day until 3 p.m. I know it doesn't happen to anyone else. It's just me, huh? Okay. And that was really, really getting to me and depressing me because I couldn't figure out why, like, since when do I ever start my day at that time? Naturally, I wake up around 8 a.m. So this is like a dramatic difference. And I couldn't figure out why I'm so perpetually fatigued. Being in tune with the Holy Spirit, like I am now, I just knew it didn't feel like a health issue. It felt like a warfare issue. There are some things that I'm working on in the background. Make sure you follow me on TikTok. And I believe that because I've never done the things that I have been doing, that of course I'm going to experience a little bit of tribulation because the enemy wants to convince me that you've never done this before, so you can't, you know, and all these different things, and really trying to discourage me and get me into a place, just a negative headspace, so that he can have a foothold in my life. But ha ha ha. Thank God for praying friends. And also thank you for the Holy Spirit, because nice try, but it ain't gonna happen. Okay. So there was that. And then again, case in point that I knew it was spiritual warfare is because as soon as I prayed this prayer, I highly recommend you read this book by Pastor Kevin Ewing called Prayers That Work. And it uses a lot of scripture, and I'm very into all prayer, like, is going to be effective, right? But there are certain prayers that, like, I've been into where they incorporate scripture in the prayer, kind of like prayer points, like that, those types of prayers. I love prayer point types of prayers. And I was reading one that was called Deliverance of the Mind. I was reading one about forgetting my dreams and things like that, because I have been forgetting my dreams, et cetera, et cetera. I also wake up and I do the denounce and renounce prayer that's also in that book to come out of agreement with any negative dream that I may have remembered that was also in there. Just pick up the book, period. You want to say those prayers. I know oftentimes, and I'm going to talk about this in my next podcast episode from you guys seeing this, about prayer and that prayer is very effective and how prayer really works. But in today's episode, we're going to have a discussion about monitoring spirits. And please buckle up, because I know a lot of you are going to be able to relate to this. Have you guys ever heard the saying that you should not let people know your plans because they'll end up sabotaging it, or it just simply won't happen? Yeah, that's actually a very real thing. And it can actually be very true. Remember, life is spiritual, and there's something called monitoring spirits. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of this term before, and we should all be aware of how dangerous it is to be around people that have monitoring spirits. Okay. These types of individuals are going to be people that have no boundaries. Okay. They always want to intrude on your business. They always need to be updated on what you're doing. They tend to stalk you on social media, etc. And these monitoring and familiar spirits, or AKA masquerading spirits, they can come in any form, from a friend, even down to a family member. No matter how close that family member may be to you, they can still be a monitoring slash masquerading spirit. And this, trust me, you guys, I hope that this really blesses you and edifies you, because I really am so excited to talk about this because, oh boy, we got a lot to cover. A monitoring spirit can be sent, right? First of all, it's a demonic spirit, okay? It could be sent from a demon, a witch, or anyone with the spiritual know-how, right? That's a negative thing, right? God is not into monitoring spirits and all these different things, okay? God, first of all, is all-knowing. Monitoring spirits, they're not all-knowing. So they have to use certain avenues, which we will get into, in order to be able to monitor you, because God is omniscient. The enemy is not. So he has to use certain things, and also his agents of darkness, or he'll utilize human beings as agents of darkness to also monitor you. So these spirits, they monitor what you do, how you do it, what you say, and also who your friends are. Okay. This selection that I'm reading is from I don't remember the website, but I didn't love everything that they were saying on there, which is why I didn't necessarily want to source it. I only wanted to quote this exact excerpt from them. Their purpose is to gather information to facilitate spiritual attacks, steal blessings, infect with sickness, sabotage success, and generally wreak havoc in the victim's life. Tools of monitoring include mirrors, brooms, tarot cards, and crystal balls. Monitoring spirits can also possess or take the form of animals such as cats, dogs, blackbirds, rats, wolves, and insects. Monitoring spirits are also known to manipulate the dreams of their victim. Please remember me saying this. Monitoring spirits manipulate your dreams. All right. You'll either be chased by an animal in your dream. You'll be looking in a mirror, or you'll be combing your hair, or you'll be seeing a shadow or seeing the moon. Dreams have different interpretations. And I also want to say this. Be careful of the things that you Google, because, for instance, I was talking to a friend of mine and he was like, oh, I saw this number, so I Googled like the meaning of it. And it was the angel number. Angel numbers, hate to break it to you guys, are not of God. If you look at the meaning of like the number three for an angel number and the number three in the Bible, they are two completely different definitions. So be mindful of the knowledge that you're seeking and make sure that it's always biblical and scriptural based knowledge, and not just like the angel numbers, because that's an example of divination. It sounds great, right? Angels, it sounds like something really positive. But in this context of angel numbers, it is not. Okay, we do not believe, or nor do I promote angel numbers on my channel or on any of my platforms. Now, one of my favorite books of all time, okay, is called Deliverance from Demonic Covenants and Curses. Okay, if there's another book that you guys need to get, it is that book. It is the type of book that when you pick it up, you don't want to put it down. I've always wondered, what book can I recommend? That the last time I remember even like not being able to put down a book was like, and mind you, I read a lot, but I read for like information purposes. All the books I used to read especially were heavy on holistic nutrition, things of that nature. So when I picked up this book, when I tell you, I actually still do read out of it every day. I even downloaded it in audio, and I also downloaded the iBook on my phone, because some books are just that good that I just want it in every form that it is possible to have it in, because I want it indoctrinated into my brain, because the amount of information that is in that book is truly, it's going to bless your life. And I recommend it to everyone that I come across. Back to what I was saying. Chapter 8, in deliverance from demonic covenants and curses, right? There's something called, there's a chapter called Resurrecting Your Star. And this really stood out to me because it pretty much sums up why certain people have monitoring spirits. And it's because we all have something called a star, right? Some of our stars, AKA our destinies, is what a star could also be corresponded to, are bigger and brighter than others. And our stars tend to reveal all that represents us, right? It represents our deep secrets about our life, our future. Some people, they engage in satanic practices in order to reveal what those things are. So this is why they'll engage in the use of divination, enchantments, charms, evil summons, consultation with familiar spirits, or witchcraft or necromancy. Now, familiar spirits also could be, and I know this is a hot take, when people claim that they speak to the dead. In the Bible, the dead doesn't speak. The dead is dead. So no, I hate to break it to you, but you know, Susan did not hear something your grandfather said, all right? And yes, I know that's a word he probably used to use, but that is called a familiar spirit. And a lot of the times, a lot of, I don't know what they call themselves, psychics, or I don't know what they call themselves, fortune tellers. A lot of the time they do practice divination, right? They are using other sources other than our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, or they claim to believe in Jesus Christ, but they're utilizing other avenues. You cannot read tarot and also read your Bible. Hate to break it to you, but that's not how it goes. Okay. The source has to be the Bible, the Holy Spirit, scripture, things like that, in order to receive revelation and also, you know, just everything in life. The Bible is basic instructions before leaving the earth. That's what it means. Yeah. So back to what I was saying, make sure that you're not deceived, because again, the enemy crawls around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. So when we are in vulnerable moments, and I'm speaking here not from judgment, I'm speaking from experience, okay? Yeah, I'm speaking genuinely from experience where, you know, someone passed away that was very close to me. And I, ironically enough, I ended up becoming friends for a very short time period with someone that's very well known. And they advised me something to the effect of, you know, oh, I have a therapist, and their therapist, for some reason I noticed, was like psychic. I've never heard of that. So I was like, wait, I don't understand how your therapist is literally psychic. Like, this doesn't make any sense. But I was in such a vulnerable state. I was like, you know what, whatever, let me see it through. Obviously, I wasn't where I am now. I didn't know. Whatever, it doesn't matter. And so I went through with it, and they told me something that this person said to me, and it made me so vulnerable because it really sounded like something that person would have said. It really did. That really got to me. Knowing what I know now, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, I know that that was a familiar spirit masquerading as that person. That was not that person. Do you understand what I'm saying? Anyway, yes. So when people engage in these activities, right? Divination, enchantments, witchcraft, it's simply because they want to know the future. They want to know also maybe what the future holds for you. So they're going to go let's get this out of our heads right now. Stop thinking, because life is spiritual. And a lot of people that are agents for the kingdom of darkness, they understand this way better than we do. And they can see a lot of the things that we cannot see. They are not used to us being privy to the things that they participate in. That's half the battle right there, is the knowing of what's going on. So yes, when people engage in these avenues to uncover the mysteries of life, and, you know, by going to astrologers, fortune tellers and pretty much participate in divination in order to uncover the secrets of life, you already know that is not the method you want to go. You don't need to have your chart read. You don't need to know if what is his sign? Is he Gemini? Like, is he, are we compatible? All these different things. I'm not coming from a place of judgment. I'm coming from a place of experience. Okay. Now, your star is also known as your destiny, like I said, right? And there was definitely a moment in my life where I felt like certain people around me pretended like they wanted to share all my dreams, all my plans, all these different things. And they wanted to also consume my time. Okay. And knowing what I know now in the spiritual realm, I can see that these people were monitoring spirits in my life. And me also being a naturally private person, these certain individuals will get very angry when they felt like I didn't share information with them. They felt like they didn't know enough about me, or they had to pry to get information out of me. And when I wouldn't share what they were hoping to find out, they would get angry at me. And then they would try and go about it by asking people around me, like my friends. Or honestly, I was in a situation where someone did actually go and consult, the devil, essentially, literally through witchcraft. And I ended up having a dream about it 4 years after the incident happened, that I was going through all that spiritual warfare. It's because someone literally went and put witchcraft over my life, and I did not know at the time. And this person was very, very demonically influenced and would perpetually attack me over and over and over again. And I didn't know it at the time, but it was clearly the enemy, for sure. And for me to have had a dream about it so many years later, when the situation's done, I'm over the situation, and I was confirmed in a dream of mine that, I remember in the dream where that person was like, yeah, I was praying for you. And I said to that person, yeah, I know what you were doing. I know what you did. You prayed for me? No, you didn't pray for me. You were praying on me. You were consulting witchcraft to try and steal my destiny from me because you were jealous and envious of me and you wanted what I have. You were jealous of my star. Your star meaning your light. People can see these things. So when you use these terms, and the Africans, this what I love about the African culture in the Christian community is a lot of them are very heavy. Different cultures are heavy on different things, right? And African culture is very heavy on knowing about the spiritual realm and being privy to witchcraft and voodoo and divination, et cetera, et cetera. And I love that, because at the end of the day, these things are actually occurring in the spiritual realm anyway. So why not be privy to them? So when they pray with certain things, they pray with a force to come against, arrows by the enemy, stealing your star, all these different, terms that they use. I love it because it really shows you what's going on in the spiritual realm. And do not think for one second. We have to stop thinking, oh, there's no way someone's going to do that. Think about it. People practice astrology, which is a form of witchcraft. People practice manifestation and charging your crystals, which is witchcraft. Why would someone not also go and consult someone about trying to figure out, put a spell on you or something like that? Stop thinking it's so different. It's not. And we live in a world where people will do crazy things. Why? Because the enemy literally comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And he will utilize human agents. What happened when Judas betrayed Jesus? In the Bible, it says, and Satan entered into Judas, right? He entered into Judas. So Satan also can enter into human beings as well and possess them and influence them to also oppress as well. To do certain things. That is a very real thing. So I just want you guys to know that and be privy to this information. If you are someone that's going through unexplained circumstances where you're just like, why is it that every single time I speak to so-and-so, I feel so weird and I can't explain it? Turn your spiritual lens on. It's something fighting against you in your spirit. Why is it that every time I share my plans with so-and-so, I feel like I keep hitting a wall or that thing falls through every single time? Ever since I put on this bracelet or this necklace, now that I'm thinking about it, I've been forgetting my dreams. That's so weird. Huh, think about these things and take stock of them. Yeah, so like I said, and that person, they essentially tried to steal my destiny and take my place. And it will never happen. Thank God for the Holy Ghost and thank God for the Holy Spirit. I also want to add that this is why using your chart and all the astrology stuff to read your destiny, it's demonic, right? Because like I said, it is biblical that we are not to seek these avenues and pretty much play God in order to figure out what the future holds for ourselves. That completely removes the reason to have faith in God and leaning on God, because what are we doing? We're essentially cutting the line and trying to figure out our purpose through these things that we're supposed to naturally endure and go through in order to align ourselves with our God-given purpose. So we consult with God through prayer and through having a relationship with Him. Scripture, Jeremiah 33, verse 3, it says, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." AKA, God's going to show you things that you don't know when you call unto Him and you pray to Him. That's calling unto God. When you call unto God and you fervently pray to God, He's going to answer you and show you great and mighty things. God is all knowing. The devil is not all knowing, but God is. And this is why the enemy has to utilize monitoring spirits in order to get the information. And you know, I've been feeling like, you know, since like last year, I wouldn't classify myself as an oversharer. Like I genuinely wouldn't, but there were certain people that I trusted that I should not have trusted. And I would share things that I thought were harmless to me. But by time it reached their ears, you know, it was a completely different story. And it's like, you almost can't say like too little around these people. How do I articulate this? Like there, you can't even say like, you can't say anything to these types of people. You know what I mean? It's like any information you give them, they can take and it's like a big saga once it lands in their ears. You can't say a little bit around them. Like you can't say too little. You know, it's kind of like that saying where you say you can't say enough around this person. I'm saying like you can't say even like too little around these types of individuals. There's just no, there's, you know what I mean? Like you, the best method is silence with these types of people, because no matter what you say, you know, it's going to be taken out of control, taken out of context with these types of individuals. And they'll take any information they can get to draw conclusions and to, you know, put their bad wishes on it and talk about it to this person and that person. And God really was working on me and telling me like, Aisha, you're really in a season too where you need to keep it cute and put it on mute. That's when I told you guys, I started utilizing before calling up my friends. I love my friends, by the way, because they're like family to me. But before that, get into the habit and the practice of consulting me first. I've been doing that for so long that I was catching up my God sister yesterday and I forgot half of what the update was that I was going to be sharing with her, because it was so long of like quite a chunk of time that have elapsed. And I was talking to God about everything the whole time. It felt like I already got it out my system. So I was like, I said to God, I was like, wow, God, this really talking to you has really been working for me. Like, you know, like just having like a conversation, like literally I'll sit in my car and I'll just be talking to God. Like, yeah. So did I, like a regular conversation. I'm not saying like pray like, oh, hallelujah, God, I want to know if you're going to do it for me, Lord. No, I mean, I'm literally just having a conversation with Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay. And yeah, it really worked for me. So like I said, you must consult with God through prayer and through a relationship with Him. So it does not say, right? It says Jeremiah 33 verse 3 says, call unto God and He will answer and show you great and mighty things. It does not say go to a fortune teller, go read your astrological chart, go read tarot cards. Oh, go read tarot cards and the Bible. None of that. So when it comes to monitoring spirits, right, there are people that are envious and hate our progress. And a lot of the times these tend to come in the form of people that are our family members. Again, it could be a close friend. And in the same chapter, chapter 8 of Deliverance from Demonic Covenants and Curses, it says that there are two groups that surround you everywhere you go. There's the wise men and then there are the Herods. And you know, know, I feel like oftentimes people like to justify astrology by using the fact that the wise men were pretty much present day astrologers, one would argue. And they were able to see that Jesus was a very bright star. Jesus had a very bright destiny. And being that they knew that there was a child being born that had a bright destiny, they knew what it represented. And they were even able to track his birthplace as well as the gender of Jesus. Now, in today's world, wise men still do exist. They have the similar abilities to the wise men in the biblical story of Jesus Christ. But even though they have access to this valuable information, that method is still considered an agent of darkness. This is all in chapter 8, to possess the ability to get important information about people's stars. This is a very real thing. Wake up, wake up. This is a very real thing where people will consult the agents of darkness to try and figure it out. And a lot of the times, I hate to break it to you, but it's in a lot of you guys' families. Generational curses and people wishing bad on you, it's a real thing. And I know we may think, oh, the worst that someone can do is just say negative things. But even so, life and death is in the power of the tongue. And just like the kingdom of heaven is voice activated, everything we do in life is voice activated. When God created the world, he said, let there be light. That was voice activated. When we say certain things to certain people, how do monitoring spirits get to know information? Because they don't know what's going on in your head. But it is until you release that information and you let it out that now they can try and monitor you. They know what your goals are. They know what your plans are when you spoke to that person. And then that person goes to whoever they worship, Queen Mother or whatever, I don't know, whatever, all the different gods that people have got going on. And they're sitting there wishing negativity on you and saying, I hope they never progress. I hope they stay hindered, all these different things, because they've been demonized by the enemy. Now, the second group is referred to as the Herods. And these are usually the heads of families, right? It could be male or female. And we tend to confide in and share every detail of our plans and aspirations with, you know, our families a lot of the times. Maybe it could be aunts, uncles, or whatever. The similarity is that the goal is the desire to ensure that you do not succeed in your life and that no one supersedes their achievements within the family. So as we know, King Herod could not stand the thought that Jesus was going to be born and have a brighter destiny than he did. And we know that Jesus is the King of Kings, right? And Herod himself was also a king, and he felt it was a deliberate attack against his position. The dangerous part about people that are considered monitoring spirits, which are essentially enemies of your star, enemies of your destiny. They have a lot of hostility that tends to be very nicely concealed. It will always come in the form of appearing to have a deep love and admiration and devotion to you. So when you're consulting them and you're confiding your plans with them, you're confiding in them about your plans and your dreams, they pretend to point you into the right direction. However, they're utilizing the information that they've gathered to work against you and make you fail. So when King Herod called the wise men to get information about Jesus, notice what he said in Matthew 2, verse 8. He said, go and search diligently for the young child. When you have found him, bring me word again so that I can worship him too. You can see right here in the scripture, he was pretending like he also wanted to take part in worshiping Jesus. Oh, let me know when you guys find him. Like, I definitely want to pay my respects too. Yeah, right. Okay. However, his true intentions was that he wanted to kill Jesus. And it was confirmed by the fact that he was angry and determined to kill him. So even when he discovered that the wise men had actually tricked him, right? The wise men actually tricked him. They were like, listen, like, we're not going to, I don't really remember how it happened with them, but the wise men were essentially like, we're not going to have no parts in this because like, this is like, you know, they knew the magnitude of what they were going to do and they weren't about to have any part in Jesus's demise. So in Matthew 2 verse 16, King Herod then decided to order. This is how we knew he was angry. He decided to order the slaughter of all male children that were 2 years old and under. He knew if he mandated that, then Jesus was going to, you know, going to die. But we all know in the story, or if some of you don't know, an angel came to Joseph in a dream and said that they basically should move. And Joseph obeyed the angel of the Lord, and that removed Jesus from being subject to King Herod's order of killing any male child under 2 years old. So now when people are jealous of your star, they will do the four following things. Again, this is my sources coming from Deliverance from Demonic Curses and Covenants. And I also want to say before I move on that we have to be very careful and diligent, okay? Sober-minded and vigilant, because you never know who you're sharing things with. And I just, now looking back in my life, I realize like people, almost all the people that I used to be friends with at some point in my life, it came in the form of like extreme admiration, right? And that's not everyone, but some people, it came in the form of extreme admiration. I remember, especially back in my younger days in high school and middle school, things like that. And it's like once these people realize that they couldn't be me, and let me tell you something about these individuals, these will be the type of people that they have so much to say about you. It's just so demonically influenced. It's like they, with the littlest information about you, because they want to know more. They want to get next to you. They want to get around you. They want to learn. They admire how you dress, how you speak. They admire your boldness. They admire that you don't care what other people think. They admire the fact that you are so bold in being yourself and you're so comfortable being yourself. This people will literally talk about you. I would never, ever get wear hair extensions and they'll go get it before you. I remember when I was in middle school, I wanted Uggs so bad. And these girls like made fun of me for like, or this one girl actually in particular, she was like, ew, you just want Uggs because like, she said something very derogatory to me. I'm not even going to repeat it, but she just like was saying something very mean to me. And mind you, I still love a Ugg. Okay. Ugg on. And she ended up getting Uggs before I did. You told me that I was a certain thing for wanting Uggs and you got Uggs before me. The people like love to talk about the things that, you know, monitoring spirits, people that are envious, people that are jealous, they will talk about you like a dog. They will talk about you. Or should I say dog? They will talk about you like a dog. Yeah. And it's insane. And these same thing that goes back to that same example that I always give, because it was like very much a thing in my high school where I would always dress up, wear heels, dressed head to toe to the nines. Like I've always been like that. I've always been fabulous like that. That's just the truth. It's not even me just saying that. Okay. Like I've always just been myself in that aspect. And so people then would utilize their birthdays to start to wear heels to school, all these different things. But, oh, what was the commentary before when people were angry that I would dress well to school? Why do you care what you're wearing to school? School is not your runway. It's never that serious. Why are you trying so hard? Ew, I don't like her. She's trying so hard. Ew, I don't like her. She thinks she's all that, all these different things. But all these people wanted to get next to me. And then in my ignorance, because I was like, I don't want anyone to think I'm better than them. Like I want to be friends with everyone. That was my mentality, especially in high school. Like, why not be friends with everyone? But everyone is not your friend. And it doesn't matter how genuine you are to them. They will not be genuine with you. So I remember I would invite some of these people over my house just so that we can hang out and I could get to know them outside of school. I had one girl that was so oddly obsessed with me. This is not like a rant of me. I will, trust me, this is a little sidebar here. I had one girl that was so obsessed with me. There was a guy that liked her and me in the eighth grade, and he wasn't my type anyways, so I could care less. He ended up dating her. I mean, he really didn't have a choice, right? By the time I got my boyfriend, they dated for a couple years. Like they dated well into high school. Her boyfriend ended up moving away. He always tried to like kind of speak to me behind the scenes. I never acknowledged him. Ever acknowledged him. She disliked me just since eighth grade off rip just because he liked the both of us. So she was one of those. By the time we got to high school, her and I ended up becoming cool. And we had some classes together. And then there was one situation where she literally stole headphones out of my bag and swore up and down she didn't do it. But little did she know, her friend admitted it to me and told me that it was inside of her locker. And the reason she stole my headphones is because her sister, she lost her sister's headphones. So she took mine because she felt like I could just get another one. So when I confronted her about it, that's when her and I's friendship ended up terminating, because she was like, wow, Aisha, like, did you really, playing the whole, why would I do something like that game, when I know that she did. But then I ended up seeing it in her bag. It was a very weird situation. And I just grabbed it out of her bag. It's almost like she wanted me to see it so I could grab it, so it would eliminate the awkwardness of us having a conversation about her formally giving it to me, if that makes sense. Around that time, I ended up getting into a relationship with my very handsome ex-boyfriend. And what? Just because we're not together doesn't mean he's not handsome. Like, you have to stop now. I'm not blind. And he's just a very good looking guy. I mean, the guy is still hot. It is what it is. Are we not used to saying things like that? Like, it is what it is. And so she was very jealous of that. Like, she just wanted anything I touched, pretty much. And my boyfriend, my ex-boyfriend, literally told me, like, you know, you should like watch out for this girl. Like, I think that she's like trying to come on to me or something like that. Cause my man was loyal to me. Okay. I don't know what you guys are used to, but he was loyal to me. He wanted me. He was dating me. Okay. And she went even as so far as to switch lockers with her friend, because her friend's locker was, there was a top locker and a bottom locker in high school. And her friend's locker was a bottom locker and my boyfriend's was on top. So she switched lockers with her friend so that now her locker is where my ex-boyfriend's was. Can you believe that? That is just how jealous she was. Now, here's what the kicker is. The entire time, this girl was literally requesting me on Facebook for years. She requested me. Prom came around. She comes up to me. You look really pretty. I was like, me? And she's like, yeah. Then I went up to her because I was trying to rekindle the friendship again, because I couldn't understand this strange dynamic between us. I was like, oh, I just wanted to say thank you for complimenting me at prom. I really appreciated it. And she was like, okay. She was just very strange. And this same girl, God bless her. Okay. But this same girl found herself in my DMs. You know what I mean? Oh, I always knew you could do it. All these different things. And I'm just like, listen, appreciate it, but love you from a distance, girl. Some people will never get another conversation out of me. And that's not me being like, oh, I think I'm better or anything. No, that's me being wise, because I've been through enough experiences to know that certain people will just never gel. And there are certain dynamics in life where some people will make an attempt to continually burn you as long as you allow them to. So after multiple attempts of this up and down relationship with this individual, and that's not the only person I've had that type of relationship with, I realized like, you and I are just not friends, because you don't know how to be a friend to me. And that's not me putting the blame on her, but in this context, that was 100% on her. I was nothing but a great friend to this person, and she just did not like me. There was something, when you're jealous of someone, it doesn't allow you to like that person. You will find ways to pick people apart because you want to justify and make yourself feel better for their life can't be that perfect. Their life, they can't really be like that. So you make an attempt to get close to certain people in hopes that you'll discover some crazy flaw about them. But then you end up fabricating those flaws because they only exist in your head, and you just go on and on with these stories in your head, knowing good and well you're so blind to your own nonsense and your own character flaws. We all know how the story goes, guys. I digress. Like I said, when people are jealous of your star, jealous of your destiny, they could tell there's something different about you. They will do the four things. They will, one, try and kill your star. They will try and, two, bury your star. Three, they will try and sell your star. Or four, they will try and transfer your star. Now, if someone is trying to kill your star, okay, it will look like nothing ever works right in your life. And you will always fail, even though you have a desire to improve. You are an ambitious person. Nothing will grant you the results that you actually want. if your star is being buried, you will see some sort of success, but you won't be able to utilize it to your maximum potential. So you will actually need to pray for what we call, according to the book, the resurrection of that star so that you can see the fullness of your God-given potential. If someone has sold your star, it has the same consequences as if it were killed. And in an example of this, this is where monitoring spirits come in, and in the form of a charm, right? The example that the book uses is that this type of charm can come in the form of, let's say, a bar of soap, which is sold to those in search of quick wealth. So if you go to a witch like place, you think it's a spiritual place and you're buying like rich, like soap to be wealthy, all this stuff. The more the individual who paid for the soap uses it, the more the child's life will be rendered useless. That's what the enemy's about. He's about stealing life robbing Peter to pay Paul. That's the definition of the enemy. Jesus Christ paid the ultimate sacrifice for us. We do not have to continue to make these types of sacrifices, basically mimicking what Jesus Christ has done for us, stealing innocent lives. That's what the devil's about. Continuous sacrificing of innocent lives. That's just one of the ways that he likes to summon power and things like that. So, like I said, that's one way of selling someone's star to another person. Some people will steal your star, which is the purpose of having monitoring spirits. And these types of people you'll find are living the life that you were supposed to be living. Okay. And lastly, the transferred star. The transferred star comes in the form of different charms. So if someone gives you a necklace or some sort of good luck charm, that way they're able to utilize that object. Believe me when I tell you, they will utilize that object as a way to monitor you demonically. And it's easy to do because you probably never take that thing off. And they can constantly have access to your spirit by something that is in constant contact with you and your surroundings. And this is why we have to be careful of the gifts that we receive from people, because there is sometimes spiritual significance to the things that we receive from people. So be very careful if someone's giving you, you're having this exam. I want to give you something that was passed down from my great, 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 great grandma. So yeah. And then, you know, they anointed that thing with the kingdom of darkness. Yeah. And I hope she never succeeds. They take it to, how do you think witchcraft works? Why do you think they say, you know, witchcraft people love hair. They love items that belong to you so that they can monitor you, so that they can. Why do you think they also have? I don't know, that's a voodoo doll. Never mind. But anyways, they need something from your body. They need something of your belongings to invoke and activate these evil spirits and demons upon you. People that have monitoring spirits will try and disrupt your routine. So even if you're someone that's a blood bought believer of Jesus Christ, let me tell you something. The point is to weaken your faith. So they will cater to that need. Okay. So let's just say you have to go to church or whatever. They will give you like, oh my gosh, there's an event that we have to go to. And you'll just think innocently, okay, yeah, I'll take off this day from church to go to this beauty event. You go to this event. And then the next week, oh my gosh. I know you usually go to church every Tuesday, but there's another event next week. Oh my gosh, I would love for you to come. Oh my gosh. Okay. I know this is such a coincidence, but I feel like it's meant to be that you're coming with me, because there's actually one on Friday too. And I know you have church services on Friday, but girl, you're always at church. Honestly, this is for your career. You love stuff like this. And what are the chances that there is something going on those days? If anything, I think God wants you to take this opportunity. They'll even bring God into it, the nerve of them to do so. Okay. So I actually did have someone in my life that was doing this. It's the same person that consulted, you know, witchcraft and evil things in order to try and bring me down. They were trying to distract me from going to church. And at the time, I was going to church about like 4 times a week. And I just noticed like there would be times where they'll be like, wait, do you have to go? Like, let's go to dinner instead, and all these different things. And I didn't see it happen, like coming, because I just thought, maybe it would be nice to go to dinner. Like, you know what I mean? And at this point, like, I, you know, I'm just glad I'm able to see things in hindsight for what they were. Like, I'm grateful for where I'm at spiritually and the Holy Spirit revealing all these things to me now. I went through the experience and I'm grateful for it. I really, truly am so grateful for it, because it wouldn't have brought me to where I am right now. But I just want to make you guys privy to this information and help you guys out the best way that I can. But like I said, I didn't know that skillfully that individual was trying to get me to stop attending church, and that is your relationship with God, right? So this is why it's so important for believers to really pay attention to the people that come into your life and the people that you decide to befriend. And, you know, because the people that are agents of the kingdom of darkness, whether they are aware of it or not, and if they're going to be consulting with the kingdom of darkness, they are very aware of it. They are very aware of covenants and curses, and that life is in fact spiritual. So even people that believe in manifestation and all these divination practices, they know the power of prayer. They work hard to distract people from it in order to execute their evil schemes. Remember that. Look what Delilah did to Samson. We all know that story in the Bible. She seduced him and pretended to have interest in him and asked him so many questions about what made him strong and where his strength came from. And as soon as he finally revealed it, is when she told the Philistines to step in and attack him. So if you feel like you're being watched or stalked, or every time you tell someone your plans, you know, you're having dreams of people watching you, or you see a lot of birds around you or an infestation of bugs, these are indicators that you have a monitoring spirit that is following you. And this is why in 1 Peter 58, it says that we must be sober and vigilant, because our adversary, the devil, walks around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And this just shows that there are spiritual forces at work that are actively seeking opportunities to harm and hinder believers. It is important for us to be on guard, because although monitoring spirits, like I said, are not omniscient like God is, they can observe and gather information from what they do see and hear. So they will try and exploit our weaknesses. So we must make sure that the enemy does not have any open doors in our lives. And this comes through daily repentance and reading the word daily. Daily repentance and reading the word daily is going to help protect you against these types of monitoring spirits. God, please give me the gift of discernment, et cetera, et cetera. And speaking of, as we close, let's pray. Okay. I want to say a prayer over you guys. I should include this in the description box below. Please remind me to include this, because it's all in my notes, so I can just copy and paste it and put it in the notes for you guys. Okay. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let's bow our heads, close our eyes. Okay. I come before you today seeking your divine protection and deliverance from all monitoring spirits. Lord, I acknowledge your supreme authority over all things seen and unseen. I trust your power to shield me from any form of spiritual surveillance or attack. I ask you, Lord, to send your mighty angels to surround me, my family, my home with a hedge of protection. Let your presence be a fortress around us, keeping us safe from all forms of evil intent. In the name of Jesus, I break any curse, hex, or spell that have been placed upon me to allow monitoring spirits to observe my life. Father, I declare that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against me in judgment, I shall condemn according to your word in Isaiah 54:17. By the authority given to me through Christ, I bind and cast out any monitoring spirits, familiar spirits, or demonic entities that seek to harm me or interfere with your plans for my life. Any evil sacrifice offered to attack me with demonic monitoring spirits expire immediately in the name of Jesus, opening the door of my life for Satan's attack. I close you forever in the mighty name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over my mind, my body, my spirit, And I ask you, Lord, to cleanse me from any spiritual contamination. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and empower me to stand firm against the schemes of the enemy. Lord, I thank you for your unfailing love and faithfulness. I trust in your promise to protect and deliver me from all evil. Help me to walk in your light, guided by your wisdom, and strengthen my faith and grant me the peace that surpasses all understanding. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. Thank you so much for chatting with me today. I really enjoyed this discussion because, that was on my spirit heavy, where I was like, no, like I really want to talk about monitoring spirits because this is a very real thing. You need to consult with God. If you want to let something out, please take my advice, write it down. If writing it down isn't good enough for you, try, you know, putting it in a voice note and then maybe delete it. I don't know. I say because a lot of things are voice activated, be very careful about the things you say. You know, be careful about the gifts you receive, because even if you were to talk amongst yourself, right? If you are wearing something where someone has, monitoring charm that you are currently wearing anywhere on your body, or it's in your surroundings, your immediate surroundings, the monitoring spirits will still be able to pick up on those things. So when we pray, to God, to cease and let the Holy Ghost fire make those things burn in the name of Jesus, we can cancel those things out. And listen, it's going to take more than one prayer sometimes in order to receive full deliverance and see the full manifestation of those things. So I want to thank you for joining me. Make sure that you guys are subscribed to Hot and Holy on YouTube. Make sure that you guys are subscribed, guys. We are at 1,100 subscribers now, and I really want the channel to grow more. I hope you guys have been enjoying the episodes, because I'm just loving this era of life that I'm in. I'm loving being 30. I'm loving just everything starting new. And it was not even my intention. I wasn't like, I'm turning 30. Let me redo everything. It just happened like that. Like God made it so. And it's just, it couldn't come at a better time. So I'm really excited for you guys to see more of the vlogging content that I'm going to be posting. Thank you so much for making it this far. With that being said, do not forget that I love you and God loves you. And I will speak to you beautiful angels in my next podcast episode. Mwah.